Hello and welcome to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
And today we're taking a bit of a break from Canada, of all places. And as Canada's most syndicated LGBT community talk show, it's odd that we're not going to talk about Canada today.
I had a special intro prepared, but then Luke didn't like it.
Yeah, I think you were just humming the Jurassic Park theme tune.
That wasn't the Jurassic Park. No, it was the theme tune for Eurovision.
Oh, I see. Now, speaking of, we are going to jump right into it. So for folks listening on air, if you're listening to this show, you're probably listening to a shortened version, as we've cut out a lot of the jibber-jabbering to give you as much Eurovision content as possible. Now, for folks listening online, you're listening to the unedited version, and we hope you enjoy our coverage of Eurovision 2017, the grand finale. So now we're seeing, for folks watching it, actually, I want to talk about Croatia for a second. So that guy who just came on for Croatia, he was called by many agencies in Croatia, LGBT agencies, as the biggest homophobe in the country.
The biggest, the singular homophobe.
Yep, he topped the charts for homophobes in Croatia. He's also on an international list of people who have made homophobic remarks.
Okay.
So yeah, he's a bit of a. It was a shock that he was on there.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to, the yodeling one.
The yodeling one?
Yes.
I have deliberately kept myself completely in the dark. No spoilers. I know nothing. This is what I know. Okay. England is going to disappoint.
Always. Because they have not. I think the last time they won was in the 70s.
Ireland is probably going to phone it in. Because Ireland treats Eurovision as a way of basically promoting their country, but they don't. They want to do well, but they never want to win because they can't afford to actually host it. And so usually what they do is they send out somebody fun who gets a lot of like sympathy votes just because they went up there and they had a good
time.
Like
Jedward. Jedward was an amazing example of that.
Robin knockoff right there. I don't know.
So that is a cute individual. I'm not sure which country it's for. I want to say Bulgaria, maybe. Okay. All right. So other interesting news.
Okay.
So Russia pulled out of Eurovision this year. Russia pulled out of Eurovision. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Those are some handsome men. Yeah. I'm not sure who they... They don't have flags when they're strolling out. Like, how are you supposed to know who
they
are?
Well, they show the splashy bit in the background, but the splashy bit's too splashy, and you can't tell what country it is.
Ridiculous.
I mean, you can tell Sweden because it was yellow and blue, and I don't know if there's any other countries that are yellow and blue.
No.
And you could vaguely see the cross in the middle, but it was... Yeah, no, it's too stylized.
Yeah.
Actually, and earlier on, wasn't everything covered in balls? Like, wasn't there a big theme to have, like, bouncing balls everywhere, and then now they're doing splashy things?
It was Ukrainian beads, but we're going to jump in and see what they're saying.
Europe and beyond. Welcome, friends, from near and far to the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. Welcome, friends, from near and far to the grand final of the Eurovision
Song Contest 2017. They're wearing the
sparkliest jackets I've ever seen.
Добрий вечір. Вітаємо на фіналі Євробачення.
So it's Timur Miroshenko, Alexander Roshiko, and I think I catch the last one.
From our home city of Kyiv.
Blanga.
Tonight is a celebration of music's power to bring people together.
No.
We always place ourselves in powerhouse Timur.
And we hope you will love it as much as we did.
Well, in fact, we have had a great time.
I am Alex.
I am Vova. And also,
he said Vova.
Your disco ball. D-I-S-C-O.
Ukrainian singer Jamala thrilled Stockholm and brought Eurovision here to Kyiv for the first time since 2005.
It kind of feels like
yes,
lived,
I can't
it?
Believe
it does.
Like 12 years
it's
ago.
Very,
but
very
even back then,
forced
I think
almost.
The three of us
It's a bit of a challenge. Oh no. They've put photos from their high school selves up behind them. This is very high school.
Yeah.
Oh,
slightly prophetic on my behalf.
It's like they previously they'd only worked on proms. Oh no.
Interesting observation though, because last year the hosts was one man and one woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you can maybe, well, okay, so Ukraine is not high on the diversity list.
No.
So, I mean, for them all to be white, but for them to all be men, and there's three of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate. Especially when you bear into mind that the winner from last year's contest, Jamala, which is why it's in Kiev, is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were talking about Stockholm in Sweden, it was the reason why one of the hosts was a man is because he had won it the year before.
Yeah.
So they're kind of breaking with tradition by not having Jamala, which would have been a female, actually hosting this.
It seems weird. And they're all like dude bros in their late 20s as well.
Yeah, yeah. I think one of them might be gay. He did just sing disco.
I think that's just wishful thinking on your behalf.
I know, he's very handsome. So for folks listening, of course, it's too late to vote.
So don't do that, yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. We're not going to give you any of the voting information, but we very much encourage you folks to do it. So as I was saying earlier, Russia actually pulled out of this year's contest on accounts of the Ukraine was looking to ban them because Russia's entry, which we've actually played on our show, she had performed in Crimea.
Well, it wasn't. They weren't banning Russia. They were banning anyone who had performed in Crimea since the invasion, and so they were happy to take any Russian performer who had not performed in Crimea.
But the one they chose was one who had performed in Crimea.
And then when they said "not cool, bro," the Russians went, "Yes, it is."
Yeah, actually, there was a new addition to that story where she went and performed in Crimea anyway. It was not great.
I think that's what they did last year, too. Poland has never done the same thing twice in a row, so let's see what they're going to do.
This is Kasimos from Poland.
Like a bullet from a smoking gun, they're trying to tell us that we don't belong. Creeping around at the depth of night, just the shadows in love, we were ghosts. Two hearts, we're invincible. When we're together, we're untouchable. Hounded by if it's wrong or right, shadows in love, we were ghosts. Fire, like a burning desire, taking me higher, walking the wire. We will never come down. It's like a flashlight burning in our eyes. We call the dogs, have got them hypnotized. We'll never catch us, take us by surprise. Running faster at the speed of light, falling deeper, got you in the sight. Bringing down your boys in the sky. Like two animals on the run, not afraid to fly into the sun. Invisible, we don't leave a trace. We're shadows in love, we were ghosts. Fire, like a burning desire. We will never come down. Here's like a flashlight burning in your eyes. You call the dogs, have got them hypnotized. You'll never catch us, take us by surprise. Running faster at the speed of light, falling deeper, got you in the sun. Bringing down your boys in the sky.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was what Sebastian has coined as Polish Celine Dion.
I even noticed towards the end that they did the thing where she had the dress that left one leg uncovered.
Yep, yep. And she had the hands going.
She had the hands going.
So coming up is Nevevad from Belarus. But before then, like, the stage production, not much of it this year, eh?
Yeah, no. They're really heading away from, I think it was... Was it 2013 when Lordi won?
Oh, yeah. They were crazy.
That year was a really big year for overproduction.
Well, this also, I mean, in the Ukraine, they almost didn't even were able to host it. There was a bit of a, as we mentioned in previous episodes of our show, they almost had it pulled from them because they couldn't get the staging done and everything prepared in time.
That's $1 million stage.
It's, yeah, it was nearly yanked.
I don't know.
I don't even know, man. Whatever. So we're going to jump back because Moldova with the Sunstroke Project, another group.
Epic sax guy.
There's a guy with a sax. I mean, these guys are already. And he's got trendy hats and they're looking at vinyl. I mean, what's not to like with these guys?
Yeah, I was warned. I very deliberately stayed away from any news, but I was warned that Epic Sax Guy was back.
Oh.
Because it was 4 years ago, I think, that there was one Eurovision contestant that was like a saxophone player, and it was just like he overplayed the stage presence and underplayed the actual playing of the saxophone.
That is unfortunate. Anyway, this is Moldova, and playing for Moldova is the Sunstroke Project. This is Hey Mama.
Hide what you think of me. I see your crew. No, you worry about the demands of me. Hey, hey, you. It's a girl and maybe she sleep at home, but I steal her alone. And I say, mama, mama, don't be so down. I'm not that abundant boy. Mama, mama, don't be so down. All that keeps going round and round. Mama, mama, don't be so mad. If you knew me, you'd be surprised. Mama, mama, don't be so. She'll be back home till sunrise. Come on! Like the sun in the sea, she will disappear tonight with me. And I will not anymore do it how the guys did before. Hey, hey, you! It's a girl and maybe she'll sleep at home, but I still her alone. And I say, mama, mama, don't be so down. I'm not that abundant boy. Mama, mama, don't be so down. All that keeps going round and round. Mama, mama, don't be so mad. If you knew me, you'd be surprised. Mama, mama, don't be so mad. She'll be back home till sunrise. Come on!
That was just, oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Now here's my thinking. When I saw Sunset Project, all I could think was, that sounds like the kind of name you'd hear from like an Ibiza style.
Yeah.
It's Ibiza House. That is Ibiza. No,
but for folks listening, you obviously didn't see them dancing, but I mean, look up the video of the live performance. Man. They've got like a wiggly leg thing. I know it's a move and it's very popular with the kids these days, but...
And the backup singers, like, their microphones were disguised, so they were just...
In a bouquet of flowers.
It just looked like they were singing into flowers, and it was...
It was weird.
Really distracting. But, a fun song.
They did the quick dress change, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Kind of up to stage presence. They found the best stage presence so far.
I liked the instrumentation.
Absolutely. And Sax Guy had so much
so
fun.
So much fun.
So we're going to jump back to this. Hungry with Joki Papai and Origo. Peke çıktı da semet, uyla taçma gengemet. Ümit kodiş da sivem, iş penet kele kemet. Anem kele kadmen, yek iş çavar kunak sülettem. Kilotam var elege, de az işte latengem, latengem. Yalım alım mı, fedidin anı. Yalım alım mı, alım alım.
Szólított az Isten, egy igazi fegyvert adott a kezembe. Tudtam, csak ő vigyázott rám. Többet gyakoroltam vele, mint egy szamuráj. Benne bízhatok, mindig az igazat mondja, vele sírhatok. De az utat mutatja, egy olyan szövetség, ami marad örökké, fel nem áldozható. Ő a legfőbb kincsem, sejtelmes erő. Laktak a gyerekbe, féltek tőle, látszik a szemekbe. A húrjaim támadnak, sínak a testekbe. Hiába is védett ki, méreg a hangszerben. Nagy tömegeket itattam át vele. Hallod a dallamom, már tudod a nevemet, hosszú az út, sebek a hátamon, ezrek könnyei folynak a gitáromon. Jalom a lapba, fedididatta, jalom a lapba.
That was Hungary, and we were just talking about... I was saying, I think this one's brought the most culture of that, like their own culture to the foreground,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is fantastic, beautiful song. And what about that, like, Hungarian breakout rap section? What's that about? But what do you think of that? Oh, rainbow sleeves, rainbow sleeves. I wondered how long till we saw a gay thing, but yeah.
Something I pointed out to Luke that not a lot of people know is that Hungarian is actually not related to the European languages. So Hungarian and Finnish belong to another family group called Finno-Ugric, and they were displaced. So Europeans came in later, and the Hungarians were there way before everyone else. But anyway, so when you listen to the language, like, it sounds really foreign,
mm-hmm.
because it is really foreign. It's not even related in any way, shape, or form to European languages. Anyway, I really like that they sung in Hungarian.
It was beautiful. So yes, this is Portugal, and the song is Amar Pelos Dois.
Thank you. pergunta por mim. Me diz que vivi para te amar. Antes de ti só existi, cansado e sem nada para dar. Meu bem, ouve as minhas preces, peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. Eu sei que não se ama sozinho, talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender. Meu bem, ouve as minhas preces, peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. Eu sei que não se ama sozinho, talvez devagarinho possas voltar. Para aprender, se o teu coração não quiser ceder, não sentir paixão, não quiser sofrer, sem fazer planos do que virá de. Pode amar pelos dois.
That was really nice. That was really nice. It wasn't pump and pop and, yeah. You know, it doesn't, like, speak like ABBA to me, which is usually what you think of with Eurovision.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, Conchita Wurst or the other big ones that we've seen, but it was a very nice audition.
Yeah. Audition, you said.
Sorry, entry. Very nice entry.
For what it was, I think it was quite well done. It's just not a style that I generally like.
For sure. Coming up is Azerbaijan with Dehaj, and I believe it's Skeletons.
Skeletons, yeah. Ooh, she has a very brutal look about her that I kind of like.
It kind of reminds me of like Anna Wintour from Vogue.
Oh, yeah.
She's got that kind of Anna Wintour look with like the crop white hair. And
I was thinking like...
She's like 50 years younger, obviously.
The Cardigans, though.
Yeah,
if you remember
but like that, sort of almost like haute couture kind of fashion sense. It's very nice, very
tattoos.
Very stylish.
I don't
but
know.
Yeah, they need to do better with hosts.
Yeah, no, they did not pick well this year.
Well, anyway, this is Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Drum, 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 bring on the guns. I'm so, so cold.
That was a pretty really epic, yeah. I really liked that. Weird that there was a guy just wearing a horse hat for most of the song.
Oh, I was into it. It kind of felt like David Lynch. But this is the first song, and I know I already said this, but this is the first song that felt like Eurovision.
Absolutely. Jacques Hodek from Croatia, who's been called, and as I said earlier, the biggest homophobe in Croatia.
He looks like a bear, though. He looks like a femme bear.
Mm.
You know, not to stereotype,
but yeah, that's the look he's got.
I mean, maybe the lady doth protest too much.
That's maybe what we're thinking here. But yeah, no, this guy did not get a good reputation. And yeah, so very odd that he was made it all the way through. But well. C'est la vie.
There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. There's a miracle, my friend, and it happens every day. Hold out your hand, don't let it slip away. Yo so que existe, guardame. Ritorna ogni giorno promettendo sempre più.
After the rain
nasce il sole. Seguì la verità.
So I think that's the Eurovision first, a duet with yourself.
Now, as it happens, one of my favorite duets is a duet with itself, and that is Tiny Tim did I've Got You, Babe, doing both the falsetto and the contrabasso parts, and it's hilarious, but it's meant to be funny. But you actually pointed out that that was like a blend of all the worst parts of Disney and yes. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
It's like if Disney and Andrew Lloyd Webber had a, you know, no, don't talk about Love Child. That's this guy.
Oh, man. I'm afraid he's going to win because this is the kind of disappointing hit that tends to make it.
See, I only remember like two or three songs from each year's Eurovision. And I don't think that one's going to make the cut.
No, yeah, no.
You know what I mean? So next up is Spain. And this is Manuel Navarro with Do It For Your Love. Do it for your lover. I'm so sorry.
A veces cuesta decir todo lo que uno piensa. A veces la vida causa estragos sin que te des cuenta. A veces parece que es como una melodía. Frustrada y perdida no nos deja ver la luz del día. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and
one of my favorites by far. They looked like they were having fun.
Actually having fun, not just doing it for the camera, yeah. Also, it was the first performance so far that was not pre-recorded and all the musicians were actually on stage.
Yeah, I really liked their stage, Spain's stage presence.
Yeah.
They kind of moved apart a little bit and then like holographic surfboards popped up underneath them. And I'm like, that is cool. That is cool. I was very happy with that. We were saying, like, I would go to see them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They actually look like they would be a fun performance.
So next up is the United Kingdom. Apparently, they haven't won since the 70s. And
it's because they always disappoint.
I mean, I'm not holding my breath. Actually, there's been a lot of coverage in the UK media about how Britain really can't really ever win because Europe doesn't really like Britain.
Well, there's that, yes.
Yeah. And
Especially this year, too.
Yeah, with the whole Brexit thing.
Yeah, they may or may not be destroying the union.
And Brexit's going to take a while. So I don't think they're going to win next year either, or maybe the year after.
And I love how Europe keeps going like, okay, you know, you can reverse your decision. Okay,
somebody they did the
now?
Poll and
how about
they,
now?
They did a poll and apparently most Britons wanted Brexit. This is Lucy Jones, by the way, never give up on you. Most Britons wanted Brexit Eurovision. And I'm like, clearly these people don't watch Eurovision because
right?
It is amazing. And we'll be back just after.
It's a sign of faith. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. You're not defeated. You're in repair. Don't have to call me. I'll always be there. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. If you could see how far you've walked, you would see that all's not lost. I will never give up on you. I don't care what I've got to lose. Just give me your hand and hold on. Together we'll dance through this storm. I will never give up on you. You're the one.
So that was the...
I just don't get it, because England, they gave us Jamiroquai, they gave us trip-hop, they like, as a genre, like, Lamb and Portishead are British, they gave us, like, as much as I don't like Oasis, they did give us that whole Britpop generation.
Absolutely.
With, like, and England has such a history of making amazing, innovative sounds, and they keep shoveling this.
I know.
I don't get it.
Romania with Ilinka featuring Alex Foray and Yodlet. Oh my gosh, I adore this song. It's the Yodel song.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Hey, all you out there, wanna sing a song? Yodlet, Yodlet. Never show respect that makes you glow. You always run away, you always say no to the right things. Don't try to hide the light inside of you. You dim, I be the dim when you make it, baby.
So bring it on, I'm a dreamer. If you don't believe you can see me, I will teach you.
If you never try, you'll never be alive. You are gonna miss out on this ride.
Yeah.
Peace.
so confused of doing all this work you really don't want to be doing. But you'll be fine, it's time to feel alive. To stop reaching for the stars and keep on moving.
So bring it on, I'm a dreamer. If you don't believe you can't see me, I will teach you.
If you never try, you'll never be alive. You are gonna miss out all this ride.
So what? So
that's the kind of performance that wins, and you kind of go them.
There was, but they rolled Romania rolled out two great big cannons, and I was like, oh my god, they must be confetti cannons.
No,
there's just two giant cannons that do nothing.
And the male performer looked like he was trying really hard to be young and sexy.
So next up is the home talent of Ukraine. And I don't know what these guys are going to be like. I mean, you kind of have an advantage when you're hosting. Yeah. You could literally just put anything you want on there.
You basically don't want to win again, generally speaking. Yeah. This so looks like an actual be too good. Band again. So actual musicians. Ooh, that one guy was very... he needs a shave, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, I think you're right. This looks like an actual band. They're probably very popular in the Ukraine.
Yeah. They don't even need to win. They just need to go out and have a good time.
Absolutely. Of course, now Eurovision is a massive stage. So if you're hosting, it's O Torvald, and this is the song Time. But let's see if this helps their album sales.
Maybe, yeah.
Slow down, give me some time. Turn down the volume of your cry. Let's sit down to find a place without violence. Let's listen and hear the true meaning of silence. Time to learn, time to see, time to find. Things you haven't found, you will realize there's no common ground, there's no compromise between the time and sound. Time to look, time to see, time to find.
Next up, Bulgaria, Christian Kostov. Oh my gosh, he is adorable. Or was it she?
Kristen?
She.
The kind of person we were like, I am not sure, but I wish like I were bisexual.
The definition of androgynous.
That looked like the
oh
guy.
Oh my god, Kristen's also 17, the second 17-year-old in this competition. Laura Young'un's coming in.
One of the dudes in the background of this intro looks exactly like Tom from Please Like Me.
Oh my gosh, yes. So this is Christian Kostov from Bulgaria, Beautiful Mess.
When the world shades us, trying to take us out of line. Fear of tomorrow, feelings we borrow for a time. Water so deep, how do we breathe, how do we climb? So we stay in this mess, this beautiful mess tonight. And we don't have a thing to lose, no matter what they say or do. Somehow we make it back again. The water's so deep, how do we breathe, how do we climb? So we stay in this mess, this beautiful mess tonight. And we don't have a thing to lose, no matter what they say.
Actually really like that. Sorry about that. That was definitely gentleman singing. Although was apparently styled and dressed by a lesbian by the looks of it.
I still feel that he is the male LaRue.
Yes, absolutely.
The look, the sound, even the voice is like a male equivalent to LaRue's.
But the styling of that guy reminded me a little bit of like Robin.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I still stand by LaRue because LaRue had that look.
That's true. LaRue was a much better equivalent. Yeah. He was saying that, you know, the whole competition so far seems much more down-tempo than before.
Yeah. It sounds more like early 2000s women hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. And I think also this year the production value is a little bit lower. There's not as much going on.
Yeah.
Not as much gay content either. There was a lot more political songs in Sweden.
There's something that was just
absolutely. Actually, solid. I think that may have been all of them. We're not going to vote, but that was it. That was all 26 entries. We must have miscounted at that some point. So the way this works is that people at home can vote along. When we can't, we're not in Europe.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop Israel or Australia. But it does stop us, yep. So we can't vote.
There's two sides to it. There's the judges.
Mm-hmm.
How are the judges chosen? Who are the judges? So
it's the country.
What does that mean?
So like, it's delegates. So Eurovision is made
up. Does Parliament have an emergency session? No. Like, what does it mean?
So Eurovision is made up of a union of TV broadcasters. So imagine if the CBC and PBS came together and created a joint music show.
Okay.
So in Britain, in Europe, it's like the BBC for Britain and like RTS, I think, is the Irish one. And it's kind of like all of those around Europe kind of teaming up together. So it's been going from 17, now it's 42 countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a big deal. Anyways, so the delegates from each of these stations kind of come together and vote. So the judges have to appoint votes. I think each country has 50 votes.
Okay.
And they can give the first person X amount, second person X amount, and the third person X amount. It's kind of like a ranked ballot.
Well, yeah, it's so... The number one choice gets 12 points.
Yeah.
The second choice gets 10. And then the third choice gets 8. And then it goes 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
So it's basically 1 to 10, except your number 1 and 2 get way more than you think they would.
Absolutely.
And so each... I mean, I know this part. I know how the ranking works because this I know. Anyway, so each delegate, they rank them. They rank their top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of a slim year because there's only 26. But in the past, there have been years. Oh, no, there's only 26 that make it to the finals every year.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means 16 performers do not get any points from you whatsoever. And then, so everybody gets their points from every delegate. And then every country, even the ones that did not make it into the finals, mm-hmm. they get to vote. And then it's just basically like whoever they voted for the most gets 12 points mm-hmm. and whoever they voted for the second most gets 10 points. And then it goes down the list.
So what we usually see is the public vote scores come in first.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of sort of sets the stage. And then there's a good like hour of them going country by country. And the country's judges go, I want to give France 10 points. 10 points. You know,
oh, they always go backwards too. They go yeah. like number 10, they give them 1 point. Number 9, they give them 2 points. And then the last one, and we give 12 points too.
And there's always a dramatic pause.
An excessively long dramatic pause.
And I mean, by the, like, the 15th country, it's like, really, guys? So we're not going to inflict you with that, because that would just be cruel and inhumane punishment.
And really, in the end, you just want to hear the results.
We just want to hear the results. So we're going to go, and we're going to just fast forward to the end and find out who the winner is.
With 334 points.
So we're coming back now, and this is quite tense.
Only three countries left to receive the votes from you, our wonderful audience. And these countries are Portugal, Bulgaria, and Moldova. The country given the third highest score with 264 points.
I can't take this much tension.
Dramatic pause.
Moldova!
Ooh, epic sax guy.
They were fun.
So, they're now second place.
Ooh.
Top songs.
This is the two top songs.
Well,
so,
and Bulgaria.
The audience wants Portugal. Who's going to win? I kind of want Bulgaria to
win. Will they get enough points? Right now,
I wasn't inspired by Portugal.
Will win the contest. Mm. This year.
It was a very nice song.
So, the country that got the second highest score with 337 points is...
Wow.
Bulgaria!
So that puts them right now into first place. That's 615 points for Bulgaria. But of course, in first place, Portugal is going to get many more points. So that leapfrogs them from 382 to...
Because last year, when the votes came in, Russia did not get enough, and it looked like they were going to win. And at the last moment, they didn't.
They pipped at the post.
They did, yeah.
So Portugal has won. They now have, I think, 700 and something points.
A couple of years ago, the winner got like 900 or something like that, like a landslide.
So 700 is a very high point score. That means that the most number of people at home voted for him more than any others. And also it would mean that a lot of the countries backed him more than any other country as well.
Mm.
So Portugal won it. With the kind of slow crooning ballad, very un-Eurovision.
Yeah, the one thing that's guaranteed at Eurovision is disappointment. This is every year the winner is someone where you go, I guess.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, that was a great show, and we will see you all next week. That's all from us here in the studio.
If you have any inputs or any ideas or anything that you noticed in Eurovision that you'd like to share with us, feel free to contact us. We're on Twitter and Facebook, and
we actually are hoping to cover Eurovision now in Portugal next year. You can support Ken Queer with our Patreon that we just set up on our website, and maybe we can cover it live from Portugal with your support. That could be possible. But for today, now in Canada, that's all we've got time for. I've been Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
That's all for now. Goodbye.